Bond game breaks sales records as VR retreats and AI stirs creative controversy. The new James Bond video game, 007 First Light, sold 3 million copies in under 2 weeks, representing more than $200 million in revenue at a $70 price point, demonstrating persistent consumer appetite for premium single-player experiences despite the industry's heavy focus on multiplayer and live service models. Elsewhere in gaming, the Arizona Sunshine franchise announced it is abandoning virtual reality for a traditional flat-screen remake on consoles and PC, a retreat that reflects the stubborn failure of VR gaming to break into mainstream adoption despite years of heavy investment by companies including Meta. Nintendo Switch 2, marking its first anniversary with 12 first-party titles, will raise its price to $499.99 starting in September. A move timed ahead of the holiday season, but also reflective of sustained cost pressures in electronics manufacturing. Computex 2026 in Taipei drew a record 110,000 buyers, driven largely by AI hardware demonstrations, underscoring Taiwan's centrality to global technology supply chains. The island produces over 60% of the world's semiconductors and over 90% of advanced chips. Stellar Blade, Blood Rain. Faced accusations that its latest trailer used AI-generated content, adding to industry tensions over disclosure and fair compensation for human creators. A judge dismissed the Kennedy Center's lawsuit against jazz musician Chuck Redd. Details remained sealed, but the case reportedly involved contract disputes over performance rights and venue exclusivity. Over 4,400 flights were delayed Sunday as storms swept the East Coast, with cascading disruptions to live entertainment, concert tours, and the broader hospitality economy dependent on audience travel. Colorado's drought emergency declaration introduced Phase 3 water restrictions affecting golf courses, outdoor concert venues, and recreational facilities, creating difficult trade-offs between short-term tourism revenue and long-term environmental sustainability. The broader cultural pattern visible across these stories is a redistribution of discretionary spending toward high-quality gaming content and streaming entertainment, while traditional venues face compounding pressures from both technology disruption and economic uncertainty.